我们大家一同打开创世纪第二十六章。
We turn to Genesis chapter 26.
创世纪第二十六章。
Genesis 26.
我们翻到了以后。
After we turn to it.
我们从第一节开始来读。
We want to read from verse 1.
我们轮流来读。
Responsively.
弟兄第一节。
From the brothers first.
姐妹第二节。
The sisters second verse.
我们轮流读下去。一二三，在亚伯拉罕的日子，那地有一次饥荒，这是又有饥荒，以撒就往基拉而去，到非利士人的王亚比米勒那里。第二节，耶和华向以撒显现，说：“你不要下埃及去，我要住在我所指示你的地。你寄居在这地，我必与你同在，赐福给你，因为我要将这些地都赐给你和你的后裔。我必坚定我向你父亚伯拉罕所起的事，我要加增你的后裔像天上的星那么多，又要将这些地都赐给你的后裔，并且地上万国必因你的后裔得福，都因亚伯拉罕听从我的话，遵守我的吩咐和我的命令，律例法度。”以撒就往住在基拉尔，那地方的人，你们的声音这么小，你们到底有没有到啊？好，大家弟兄们读第七节，一二三。他在那里住了许久。有一天，非利士人的王亚比米勒从窗户里往外观看，见以撒和他的妻子利伯加戏玩。亚比米勒招了以撒来，对他说：“他实在是你的妻子，你怎么说他是你妹子呢？”以撒说：“我心里想，我恐怕我因他而死。”亚比米勒说：“你向我们做的是什么事呢？民中险些有人与你的妻同寝，把我们陷在罪里。”于是亚比米勒小谕众民说：“凡沾着这个人或是他妻子的，定要把他治死。”以撒在那里耕种，那一年的百倍的收成，耶和华赐福给他，他就昌大，日增夜盛，成了大富户。他有羊群、牛群，又有许多牧人仆人，非利士人就嫉妒他。当他父亲亚伯拉罕在世的日子，他父亲的仆人所挖的井，非利士人全都塞住，填满了土。亚比米勒对以撒说：“你离开我们去吧，因为你比我们强盛得多。”以撒就离开那里，在基拉尔谷支他帐篷，住在那里。我们今天就读经到这个地方，我们把这一下剩下的一段时间跟大家思考这段圣经所给我们的教训。
From the remaining time, we will think about the teaching of this passage. Let us pray again.
主，求你的灵引导我们，赐福我们的思想，照着你的应许，你的灵引导你的儿女进入一切的真理。求主听我们的祷告，给我们预备受教的心，谦卑领受你的话。感谢赞美，奉主耶稣基督得胜的尊名求你，阿们。第二十六章是唯一记载以撒重要事迹的一章。
Chapter 26 is the only chapter with an important event of Isaac.
上帝是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的上帝。
God is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
但这三代的人是很不一样的。
But all three generations were different.
亚伯拉罕是信心之父。
Abraham was the father of all who have faith.
以撒是行为没有什么瑕疵的伟人。
Isaac was a great person with not too many faults.
雅各是经历苦苦奋斗，许多不如意的事情，领导他生命中间有血有泪的事迹的领袖。
But Jacob was a leader that had to go through all sorts of trials, tears, and sweat.
如果你做主日学的老师,
if you were a Sunday school teacher,
你讲亚伯兰故事你可以讲好多种。
You can talk a lot about Abraham and stories.
你要讲以撒，大概想来想去没有什么可以讲的。
But Isaac, not too many stories.
除了结婚以外,
other than him getting married, 生
了两个孩子,
two kids.
以后比较好讲的就是孩子的故事，不是爸爸的事情。
And the stories of the children are more exciting.
那他平凡一生好像没有大的风浪，就这样离开世界就死了。
It seems that his life was very plain, nothing great.
所以以撒有什么东西可以讲的呢？
Is there anything to talk about for Isaac?
这一段就记载了以撒的一些的事。
This passage tells us some events.
以撒从亚伯拉罕领受了很多的榜样。
Isaac learned many things from Abraham.
以撒也受亚伯兰一些的影响。
But he was also influenced by Abraham.
以撒有比亚伯兰更好的一些好处。
He had some points better than Abraham.
以撒也有一些亚伯兰留下的缺点。
But he also inherited some weaknesses.
亚伯兰在软弱的时候跟夏家发生了关系。
When Abraham was weak, he had a relationship with Hagar.
这是他的妻子许可的事情。
Something permitted by his wife.
而且是他的妻子的愚昧中间所献的计谋。
And in her foolishness, she planned all this.
但是这件事呢，在以撒身上从来没有发生过。
But it never happened to Isaac.
以撒是从一到结束，从开始到终点，没有不忠于妻子事迹的一个伟大的男人。
He was a great man who was consistently faithful to the wife from beginning to the end.
他娶了一个很美丽的女子。
He married a beautiful woman.
第一次见面就钟情。
And he fell in love the first time he met her.
第一次看见她就满意。
And he was satisfied the first time he saw her.
直到死的时候，他没有跟别人有发生过什么关系。
Till the day he died, he was faithful to her.
虽然他发现他的太太也有缺点。
But he discovered that the wife had problems too.
他的太太的缺点是什么呢？
What was this problem?
就是他的太太根本不能生孩子。
The wife was barren.
所以我告诉你，娶很漂亮的女子是一件好事。
It is good to have a beautiful wife.
漂亮的女子如果嫁上好的性情，那就更好了。
And, but if she have good character, that would be great.
什么都好的人有什么不好呢？
If she is good in everything, that will be fine.
可能就有一件不好，她不能生孩子。
Maybe one thing that she's barren.
所以你们无论跟谁结婚都不可以后悔。
Do not regret your marriage.
还没有结婚以前，眼睛睁大大，手不要动。
Before you get married, open your eyes and keep your hands to yourself.
结婚以后，眼睛闭起来，口不要动。
But after you get married, close your eyes and shut your mouth.
你没有结婚以前，你可以选，你可以挑，因为你的主权在你身上。没有人可以管你怎么决定。
Before you get married, you can choose. You have the sovereign will.
结了婚以后，你已经把主权交出去，就不能取回来了。
But after you get married, you have surrendered your will. You cannot take it back.
犹太人的文化里面只有两种谎话可以讲的。
In the Jewish culture, you can only have two types of lies.
什么谎话都不可以讲。
You cannot lie.
有两种谎话可以讲的。
With two exceptions.
你们听过没有啊？
Have you heard this before?
我告诉你这两种谎话是什么呢？
What sort of lies are these?
第一，
Firstly,
人家如果请你吃饭，亲自煮给你吃，然后问你好不好吃，你一定要说好吃。
Whenever people give you a treat and ask you, is my food good? You must say good.
无论多么难吃，一定要说好吃。
No matter how horrifying it is.
这种谎话是好的谎话。
These are good lies.
因为他已经替你煮得半死了。
The person has cooked so much for you.
一定要说好吃。
So you must tell a lie and say it's great.
你没有得罪他。
And you won't offend him.
你也没有得罪自己。
You won't offend yourself.
这是第一种可以讲的谎话。
This is the first type of lies you can tell.
第二种的谎话是什么呢？
The second type of lies.
你娶了太太，人家如果问你我的太太漂亮吗？
If people were to ask you, is my wife beautiful?
你一定要说漂亮。
You must say she is beautiful.
无论她好看或者像母夜叉，你都要说好看。
No matter how beautiful or ugly she is, you must say beautiful.
问你好看是相对性的。
Because it's relative.
你说不好看，有一些人感到好看，特别是她好看，所以她才要娶她。所以你不可以说实话，你只能说谎话。
The husband will always think the wife is beautiful, so you must tell a lie.
你为什么要说人煮的饭都是好吃的呢？
Why would you say that the food that other people cook are always good?
因为他煮了。
Because he has done it.
你为什么回答别人太太好看呢？
And why would you say that the wife is beautiful?
因为他娶了。
Because he is already married.
你要说你的太太很好看。
You will say your wife is beautiful.
因为你知道他不能把太太交回去给他幼母那边去了。
Because he cannot return his wife anymore.
你就可以讲谎话了。
So you can then tell a lie.
这是犹太的文化，我不是说这是上帝的话，你不要混乱就是。
I'm not telling you it's the word of God, the Jewish culture.
这个就是呢， 不讲不造就人的话的原则。
This is a principle where you do not harm others.
你不可讲谎话陷害人。
You are not to lie to then harm others.
那么当以撒娶的太太。
When Isaac was married,
又年轻,
he was young,
又英俊,
he was handsome,
又大心量,
and he was generous,
又慷慨,
he was open-hearted,
又很爱帮助人,
he loved to help others,
又当机立断,
and he was decisive,
头脑清醒,
very clear in his mind,
很负责任,
responsible.
这么好的女子哪里去找呢?
Where will you find a woman like this?
但他发现一件事情,
but he discovered one thing.
我的太太每年肚子一样大, 没有增加。
Year after year, the stomach of the wife is the same size. 所以
一直不怀孕,
and she couldn't conceive.
这个太太多好多好就少一个好处。
One thing lacking.
她不能给我传宗接代有什么好处呢?
She cannot have descendants for me.
在中国的七出条里面,
in the seven requirements in the Chinese thinking,
你可以把太太把她休妻,
you can get rid of your wife.
其中的最重要的原因就是因为她不怀孕。
And one of the most important reasons of the seven is that she's
married. 感谢上帝，以撒没有读过孔子这些书。
Isaac was not trained by Confucius.
所以他就规规矩矩忠于他的太太。
So he continued to be faithful to her.
到了他结婚19年以后。
On the 19th year of his marriage.
利百加向上帝祷告。
Rebecca prayed to the Lord.
主啊，使你使我可以怀孕吧。
Oh Lord, help me to conceive.
使我可以做成母亲吧。
Let me be a mother.
神听了他的祷告。
And the Lord heard her prayer.
以扫跟雅各双胞胎放在他的肚子。
And grant her twins of Esau and Jacob.
结束了社会对他的羞辱。
And then her humiliation ended.
也结束了他作为女人心里不能满足的那些日子。
And also fulfill her desires.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
当你娶了人以后,
after you got married,
你发现样样好, 只有一样不好。
You may discover that everything is good except one thing.
你不要埋怨,
do not grumble.
你不要后悔,
do not regret.
你不要责骂他,
do not scold a person.
你一定要常常记得, 你娶的是人, 不是天使。
You must remember that you married a human being, not an angel.
你要常常记得, 你所要求的每一样都好, 如果有一些不达到你的要求, 那是很正常的事情。
That it is normal that not all of your demands will be met.
所以以撒在这一方面完全不像他的爸爸。
Isaac was not like the father in this matter.
以撒是一个正人君子。
He was a true gentleman.
他忠于他的太太。
Faithful towards the husband's wife.
始终不渝。
And consistent.
他一生没有犯规。
In his entire life he was faithful.
但以撒也留下了一些他爸爸传下的那些的缺点。
But he too had weaknesses that his father had.
以撒跟父亲相同的地方是什么呢?
The places that were similar.
他们的妻子都是绝代的美人。
Was that they had very beautiful wives.
所以他的母亲90岁的时候还有王要他。
And so his mother was desired by the king when she was 90 years old.
照样他也娶了一个很漂亮的太太。
In the same manner, his wife was extraordinarily beautiful.
娶漂亮老婆的人思想上的挂历会增加一点。
Those with beautiful wives have more things to worry about.
因为当很多人斜着眼看你太太的时候，你心里不一定很舒服。
Because you will feel the uncomfortable when people keep staring at your
wife. 特别那些定睛看你太太的人，眼睛有邪念的时候，你就更挂心。
Especially when you seem to detect lust in the eyes of others.
你既然敢娶漂亮的太太，你就应当背这个十字架。
But it should be the cross that you carry because you pick this wife.
如果你盼望一生一世平安，太太没有人感动，你就娶一个又丑又难看的人。
If you want peace of mind, then get an ugly wife.
所以哪里有恩典，哪里就有挂虑。
So wherever there's grace, there will be anxiety.
哪里有福分，哪里就有责任。
And when there's blessing, there will be responsibility.
哪里有上帝的恩典，哪里就有你当背的十字架。
And where the blessings of God is, there will be the cross you have to bear.
这个正比的了解。
This sort of proportionate comparison
是我们做人存在的勇气之一。
It's one of the boldness and courage we need.
大神学家 Paul Tillich 写过一本书，叫做 Courage to Be。
The great theologian Paul Tillich wrote Courage to Be.
这本书呢，在中文里面就把它翻译成生存的勇气。
The Chinese translation is the courage of living.
你敢活着吗?
Do you dare to live?
你敢做人吗?
Do you dare to be a human being?
你勇敢地挑起这个任务。
With boldness, you fulfill your responsibilities.
这个 Paul Tillich 有两本小诗，题目都是好得不得了的。
Paul Tillich wrote two booklets with very good titles.
他的神学不是很正统的。
His theology is not too orthodox.
但是他这些书我们也可以看的。
But the booklets are helpful to us.
第一本就是刚才我所提的 Courage to Be.
The first one is the Courage to Be.
第二本就是 Dynamic of Faith.
The second one is the Dynamics of Faith.
信仰的能力。
the power of your faith,
跟生存的勇气
and the courage to live,
这两件事是相辅相成的
and both are things that compare each other.
我们因信，所以我们有能力活下去
because of our faith, we have the power to live.
我们因存在，我们需要存在的勇气
because we exist, we need the courage to exist.
所以你有很多的孩子
You may have a lot of children.
你就有养育他们的责任。
You will be responsible for all of them.
你有很漂亮的太太。
If you have a beautiful wife,
你就面对更多的危险。
You face more challenges.
当世人贪欲来到的时候
，When greed comes,
他不会轻视那些比较丑陋的女人。
The people will not go for ugly women.
他们特别会轻视这些比较漂亮的女人。
They will attack beautiful women.
所以你的保全工作的费用就大了。
And so you need to pay a lot of price.
心里的负担也就大起来。
A lot more burdens in your heart.
当这地有饥荒的时候
，When there were famine,
亚伯拉罕，这以撒就到了迦南的地方去。
And Isaac went away to Canaan.
他跑到亚比米勒王的地区，就是非利士人的地方那边去。
And he went to the place of Abimelech.
上帝特别对他说：“你不可以到埃及地区。”
And the Lord commanded him not to go to Egypt.
这地是我赐给你的。
For this land is where I tell you to live.
我要很清楚地告诉你。
I tell you clearly.
迦南地是比这个埃及地更不好的。
Canaan is worse than Egypt.
迦南地是上帝所应许的。
But it's promised land of God.
迦南地也有很多旷野。
They had many wilderness.
迦南地有很多肥沃的土地。
And also fertile land.
埃及的肥沃是当古代文明世界地区里面最出名的。
Egypt was most fertile in the ancient days.
上帝叫亚伯兰离开米索波大米的时候
，When God commanded Abraham to leave Mesopotamia,
是叫他离开世界最肥沃的地区。
He was asked to leave the most fertile place.
上帝如果指示你到迦南地区
，If God commanded you to go to Canaan,
迦南地根本没有比米索大米更好。
It was not better than Mesopotamia.
古代伟大的帝国就在两河的地区。
And the greatest empire was between the two rivers.
古代伟大的帝国就在尼罗河的周围。
Was around the river Nile.
所以这些大河啊
，all these great rivers
都是养育人类文明最重要的摇篮。
Sustain the cradle of civilization.
埃及帝国的辉煌
，the prosperity of the Egyptian empire.
直到今天还是在全世界有名的。
Till today, we are all noted.
米索波大米的历史
，the history of Mesopotamia，
认为就是人类文明真正曙光跟摇篮的发源地。
Is considered as the cradle of modern civilization.
那么迦南地在哪里呢
？Where was Canaan？
就是米索波大米跟埃及的中间。
Was between Mesopotamia and Egypt.
肥沃不如埃及。
Not as fertile as Egypt.
昌盛不如米索波大米。
Not as prosperous as Mesopotamia.
在迦南地的地方都是很野蛮的人。
And they had lots of barbarians.
这些人都是身体特别魁梧、特别高大、特别健壮的人。
They were people who were physically tall and strong.
这个地方也靠近很多的旷野在四周围。
They are also close to many wilderness.
上帝对以色列人说
，And God said to the Israelites,
我把你带进牛奶与蜜的地方。
I am bringing you to a land flowing with milk and honey.
迦南地是我赐给你的。
I have given you Canaan.
所以你不要到埃及去。
So do not go to Egypt.
上帝这些话到底什么意思呢？
What did God mean?
上帝要他的子民
God wanted his people
照着他的应许满足在其中
Be satisfied with his promises
而不是照着世界的标准享受物质的生活
And not to enjoy material life based on human standards
如果以色列人到埃及地
If the Israelites go to Egypt
过一个非常富裕的生活
And live a life of prosperity
以色列在米索波大米
If they were at Mesopotamia
过一个很文明的生活
They can live a civilized life
上帝对亚伯兰说
But God said to Abraham
离开你的本族你的本地你的父家
And leave your homeland your people your nation
往我要指示你的地方去
And go to the place I will send you
他就这样离开大的物欲
And he then left this huge city
可能有65个房间
A place that maybe has 65 rooms.
也有可能超过100个房间的大房子。
A huge house.
这些数目不是我编出来的。
These are not a figment of my imagination.
20世纪的考古学家在乌尔城找到的有钱的房子，都超过60多个房间。
Archaeologists have found these houses at Ur.
比今天李光耀、李显龙还有你们的总统的房子还更大。
houses that are greater than all your political leaders.
亚伯拉罕活的时候是像一个君王的气派的一个大有钱人。
And Abraham lived like a king.
上帝说你出来。
And God commanded him to leave.
呼召你跟从我。
I call you to follow me.
亚伯拉罕七十五岁出来以后。
After Abraham left at 75,
从来没有住过任何一个房子。
He then never lived in a fixed house.
跟随上帝过了一个住帐篷的生活。刚刚好一百年才离开世界。
And he followed God and lived for 100 years in tents.
亚伯拉罕的信仰是个顺从的信仰。
He was a man with a faith that was obedient.
亚伯拉罕的信仰是个舍己的信仰。
A faith that was in self-denial.
亚伯拉罕的信仰是个照着上帝的标准过生活的信仰。
A faith that moved according to the standards of God.
所以他说上帝的引导。
And so the guidance of God
不是从下到上的引导。
Was not one from below to above.
不是从贫到富的引导。
Or from poverty to wealth.
不是从疾病到健康的引导。
And not from sickness to health.
是刚好相反过来的。
Completely the other way around.
上帝把最文明的地区从那里把他带出来。
God called him from the most civilized place.
带到要征战、要痛苦、要在迦南那些比较野蛮的民族同住在一起的这个生活。
To bring him to a place where he had to live with the barbarians and fight with them.
从大的房子把他带出来。
Call him from a large house.
一百年住在帐篷里面。
For 100 years he was to live in a tent.
不但亚伯拉罕如此。
Not only was this the case for Abraham.
亚太太也是如此。
The wife had to do the same.
亚伯拉罕太太是贵妇人。
The wife came from a prominent family.
突然过一个漂泊流离失所的帐篷生活。
Suddenly she had to live a nomadic life.
我相信今天有钱人太太会问丈夫，这种生活怎么可以过呢？
I believe a wealthy wife would tell the husband, how can I live like this?
我到底住旅馆要住多久啊？
How long would I live in the hotel?
我怎么跟你在一起一直住三等的旅馆呢？
Why do we always live at third class hotel?
什么时候我们再买更大的房子？
When will we buy a larger house?
亚伯拉罕说，静静的跟着我住帐篷，住到你死。
Abraham would say, shut up, follow me to live in a tent.
撒拉就从80岁，从他65岁，一直住到他127岁。
And Sarah followed him from 65 to 127.
亚伯兰从75岁住帐篷，住到175岁。
And Abraham lived in the tent from 75 to 175.
这个生活定下了规则以后，
After this lifestyle was set,
孩子就第二代就过一个这样的生活。
The second generation lived the same way.
父亲决定怎么样，孩子小的时候没办法反抗。
And the children cannot rebel.
我九岁的时候，我母亲把我带到印尼，她不能说我不要去。我就一直在中国不跟你去，我只能跟他去。
When I was nine, my mother brought me to Indonesia. I couldn't rebel.
所以汤恩比说啊
，And so Tan Enbi says,
你们决定什么，你就要负责任，不要叫你的孩子永远过你祖宗的生活。
Whatever you decide, you bear the responsibility. Don't bring it on the child.
有很多中国人搬到很远的地方，要他的孩子过他祖宗的生活。
Many Chinese will move to a new place and demand that the children live the way their ancestors did.
现在中国人已经不是这样的。
But the Chinese no longer do that.
搬到加拿大，第二代孩子就不懂中文了。
If you move to Canada, the second generation will not speak Chinese.
搬到非洲，过两代我们就懂得非洲文了。
If you go to Africa, our kids will speak African.
要不然把这个家庭安置在迦南地的时候
，When Abraham set his family in Canaan,
他遥遥无期，上帝什么时候把这个地给我？
He had no idea when God would grant him the land.
他没办法重新安顿自己的生活，叫他的孩子就从生出来住帐篷。
And the child was born living in a tent.
孩子就以父母亲为他最先的老师。
And so the parents become the first parent of teachers.
父母亲的一举一动就潜移默化的进入他心灵里面的深处。
And everything the father did would have influenced the child.
所以呢，有一次呢
，And so once,
当这个以撒为了他太太的安全，要想什么办法保护的时候，他就无形之中受亚伯兰的影响。
Isaac was worried about the safety of the wife and he was influenced by Abraham.
虽然以撒一生一世忠于自己的太太，
although he was faithful to his wife all life long.
但以撒在面对某种危机的时候，他没有别的办法，只能照着老爸的办法来做。
So when he faced the same challenges, he followed the principle of his father.
当你在各地聚居的时候，
when you are living in a foreign land,
人家看见你两个，一个男一个女到这里来，
People observe these two person coming.
你的太太美若仙女一样的。
And the wife is so extraordinarily beautiful.
这一代的人从来没有这种面孔的。
And the people have never seen a face like that.
他们就很喜欢你把美女带到他们中间。
And they are happy that you brought a beautiful girl.
所以最好就跟你的太太有一点关系。
Of course, it would be great to have a relationship.
你什么都可以分享，太太哪里可以分享呢？
You can share anything you want except your wife.
所以人家问你那个是谁啊？
And so people ask who is this person?
最盼望听的是我的同学。
They want to hear you say, oh, this is my classmate.
是我的表妹。
Or my cousin.
是我的亲戚。
Or my relative.
你就可以做中保了。
Then you can be the intermediary.
帮他拉线。
To become a person.
给他娶到一个美女。
Then link the two together.
但如果你说这是我的太太。
But if you were to say this is my wife.
马上你就变成他们的仇敌。
Immediately you become an enemy.
马上你就进入他们的陷阱中间受威胁。
And you will be threatened by them.
因为他们存心要你那个女人的时候，他一定要先把你的命把它宰掉。
They will kill you first in order to get the woman.
所以这种住在异地受不同文化威胁的人，要怎样明哲保身呢？这是很困难的事情。
Self-preservation in such a barbaric land is very difficult.
当一个人在进到这样的状况的时候，
when a person faces such a situation,
很难很难照正道而行。
Very hard to find the right
way to do. 很难很难持守他的圣洁的征兆。
Very hard to preserve holiness.
所以呢，以撒就重复了。他的父亲亚伯拉罕犯过的错了。
And Isaac repeated the mistake of his father.
他就讲谎话了。
And he lied.
我没有读过犹太人书说谎话有三种，除了刚才两种加这一种没有这样讲。
Earlier I told you there are two types of lies that are acceptable, but not the third one.
所以他就对亚比米勒王说。
And so he said to Abimelech.
我跟我的妹妹到这里来了。
I've come here with my sister.
言下之意是我还没有结婚，我妹妹也还没有结婚。
In other words, both of us were unmarried.
所以这样随风入书，可能我就娶你们中间一个女子，她就可能嫁给你们中间一个人。
And the implication is that I can marry one of yours, and you can marry her.
这种新鲜的面孔，这种比较白的肤色来到那里，种种轰动了整个住的人。
And the people were all so excited because of a fresh face.
很多人感到新鲜感，就想入非非了。
And so many people had the wrong thoughts.
很多人就开始梦中想到，我可以娶到这个漂亮的女子。
They must have thought that they can.Dream about marrying her.
这件事情就因为他蒋氏妹妹，所以引起整个城市对他又保护又炫目，但是又盼望得到这个女人。
And so the entire city was envious of him and supportive of him because they wanted his sister.
那个时代跟现在是不大一样的。
That generation was of course different.
很多人想女人，这个时代很多人想男人。
At that generation, many people think about women. Now many people think about men.
所以呢，有一天呢
，So one day,
这个王远远看见。这个为什么以撒跟这个他的妹妹在那里调戏呢？就不大像兄妹，兄妹是吵架。
The king realized that the two were physically close to each other.
是爱人才是会调戏的。
They look as if they were lovers.
兄妹是常常是吵架的。
Not brothers and sisters who always fight.
也看也不对了。
And so the king thought something was wrong.
怎么有这么好的哥哥跟妹妹玩得这么好？
How can the brother and sister be so
intimate
and so close to each other?
所以他不相信了。
So he found out something is wrong.
叫来了。
And summoned him.
老实对我说。
Tell me the truth.
是妹妹或者是太太。
Is it your sister or your wife?
你老实讲了。
Tell me the truth.
不要再谎话了。
Do not lie.
那这个时候以撒才讲实话了。
Then Isaac told the truth.
我读这段圣经的时候。
When I read this passage.
我佩服的不是以撒。
I admire Isaac.
我佩服的是亚比米勒。
I admire the king instead.
为什么？他是一个外邦人。
He was a pagan.
但是他竟然有很高的道德标准。
But he had a very high moral standard.
我告诉你，不要以为是基督徒的一定比较好。
Do not think that Christians will have higher moral standards.
某些事情上。
In certain things.
在某种程度上。
In certain standards.
外邦人尊重良心的感动。以及照着普遍启示的道德标准做人的时候
，When the pagans are aware of their conscience and the general revelation of God，
许多时候他们的良善的程度超过所谓基督徒的这四长老。
The goodness could be beyond that of an elder or a deacon。
我绝对不敢轻看还没有做基督徒的。
I never despise the non-believers。
因为还没有做基督徒的人，只不过是还没有做基督徒。
They are just believers who have yet to believe.
许多做基督徒不过是因为他比较早做基督徒。
And believers sometimes just believe a bit earlier, that's all.
还没有做基督徒的未来基督徒是好基督徒的很多。
Unbelievers may become very good Christians in the future.
比较早做基督徒已经是基督徒的糊涂也很多。
But there are also many foolish existing Christians.
前几天有一个人替我按摩，替我推拿我手痛的地方。
A few days ago, someone was massaging my arm.
一边在那边给他按摩的时候
，And as he was doing this,
我就一边听伟大的神曲《创世纪》。第二天我就听加勒塞腾四季，在听 Elijah 唱弥赛亚，唱这些伟大的音乐。
I was listening to the great sacred musical pieces.
那么他一面按的时候，也一面听。
And he was listening to it too.
结果他讲一句话。
And then he said,
为什么你的音乐跟别人不一样？
How come your music is different from other people's music?
你的音乐播出来，我的心很凉快。
And my heart is pleased.
我从来没有听见过听音乐心会凉快。
I'm very cool in my heart.
那我说什么音乐你会热的呢
？I say what music will stir you up？
我也不知道什么音乐会热，我只知道有些人吵得半死，像神经病一样。
He said some music are just too noisy for me。
我突然发现这个社会阶层很低的人有很高尚的灵性。
I discovered that this person who has a very low status in the society。
我教会里有很多很有钱的人。音乐的灵感差得不得了。
Yes, good sensitivity to music, not like the many rich people in my church.
会不会有一些高尚品性的人生在牛槽，而有一些非常卑贱的人生在王宫？有没有啊
？Can it be that despicable people are born in the palace and a great person born among the poor?
很有可能的事情。
Very possible.
所以我绝对不看。不敢轻看比较卑微的社会人士。
So, I never dare to look down on people on the lower strata.
后来到了第三天的时候
，On that day，
我就把 DVD 演给他看了。
I show him the DVD.
我说你现在搬到这里替我按我的手。
I say as you
你一面看
massage me look at the DVD.
他一看他吓了一跳。
And he was astonished.
这个指挥觉得我好像认识哎。
He said the conductor seems familiar.
我说就是我女儿吗
？That's my daughter.
她是指挥学毕业的硕士啊。
She has a master's in conducting.
原来这种音乐印尼也有啊。
She said I didn't know Indonesia has such music.
我以为都是外国的事情。
I thought it's from foreigners.
在演到一半的时候
，In the midst of the performance，
再看一个老人指挥。
He saw an old person.
这个我知道，就是你了。
I said, oh, that's you.
啊，原来你也会指挥啊。
You can conduct.
原来这种音乐印尼也有。
Indonesia has such music.
不但有啊。
I said, not only do we have it.
你也可以去看的。
You can also come.
他回答什么什么
？And he answered.
我害羞，我害羞。我真的小人，我不敢去音乐厅。
I'm just a small fry.
我哪里敢去
？I said no.
我害羞。
I'm
我说你只要进去看的时候穿裤子，就不必害羞了。
I said so long as you wear a pair of pants, that's okay.
你害羞什么呢
？What's that to be ashamed?
你穿裤子穿衣服害羞什么
？You just wear.
没有人叫你不穿裤子进去看的。
No one asked you to go there naked.
里面都是有钱人嘛。
He said but the rich go there. Are important people.
我说谁告诉你是小人
？I said who told you that you're small fry?
你今天替我按的钱。
The money that you give,
你就可以买一张票进去。
You can buy a ticket to go.
如果你不要买票
，If you don't want to buy the ticket,
那我送你一张票进去。
I give you a free ticket.
不敢，我不敢。
He said no, I don't.
我从来没有进音乐厅，我是小人物。
I never entered the music
concert hall. 世界有这样可怜的，你看。
It's so sad.
其实他一听就喜欢的。
But he liked the music.
一生一世38年，他从来没有机会。
But he has never had the opportunity to listen to it.
但有一些人天天有机会，38年不进去一次。
But many people have opportunity they never enter the music hall.
这世界就矛盾到这个地方。
And the world is so ironical.
所以当一个上帝的子民
，When a people of God
说谎话
，When he lies
被外邦人揭穿的时候
，When it is found out by the pagans，
把以撒叫来把他大骂一顿
，Abimelech rebuked Isaac。
你为什么说谎话
？Why did you lie？
是妻子就勇敢说妻子。
You should have told me it's your wife。
为什么你说他是你妹妹
？Why did you lie？
你知道不知道我的百姓很多人已经爱上你的太太
？Do you not know that my people have loved your？
他们都想跟你的太太上床。
They all wanted to
have a relationship with her. 如果这个事发生
，If they have slept with her,
大灾难就临到我们。
Great disaster will come upon us.
那你就变成陷害我全民族的人，你知道吗
？Do you not know that then you would have Hamas?
你看，上帝的儿女。
So the people of God
要受世界上的人的责备
was rebuked by the people of the world.
上帝的子民
the people of God
外邦人的指责
was rebuked by a pagan.
你看了，这应该不应该呢？
Should this be the case?
圣经记载这些东西呢？
The Bible recorded all this
都成了我们的教训
to become our lessons
都成了基督徒的提醒
to remind Christians
是不是在某些困难的时机中间
perhaps in some difficult circumstance
除了说谎话没有别条路可以走的吗？
Can it be that other than lying there are no way out
是不是在某些危险的时刻里面
could it be that when you face dangers
我们完全不能依靠上帝只能用我们老奸巨猾的世俗手段才能脱离危险吗？
We can only escape not by relying on God but by our own craftiness
我们的信心到那里停止功用了吗？
When will our faith stop working?
我们不能用更大的信心支取上帝特别的恩典吗？
Can we not use greater faith to get greater grace from God?
圣经就偏偏记载这些神子民的缺点，来劝诫我们，我们常常是软弱的。
And so the Bible recorded this faithfully to warn us of our weaknesses.
一个人讲谎话一定动机不好吗？
Does that mean that when we lie, the motive must be bad?
不是，
not so.
有的人以为只有讲谎话才能救一个人。
Some people think that you can save someone else by lying.
他救人的动机是善良的，他讲谎话是不得不的。
The motive is good and the lie inevitable.
这样第九条诫就告诉我们，你不可以做假见证陷害人。
The ninth commandment says we are not to bear false testimony against others.
因为当你陷害人呢，你的动机是不好的。
When you do that against others, your motive is evil.
但是你要救人的时候，你动机是好的。
But when you want to save someone, it's a good motive.
救人是好事。
It's good to save others.
讲谎话是应该的吗？
But does that mean that you can lie?
除了讲谎话，没有别的办法吗？
Are there no other methods?
我们信心就限制在那里吗？
Is our faith constrained like this?
我们经验就拦住我们过一个正常的正义的生活吗？
Are we blocked by our experiences from a righteous life?
神用外邦人来责备基督徒。
And God used the pagans to rebuke the Christian.
神用不信主的人来提醒我们的错失。
God used the non-believer to remind us of our problems.
这是我们的羞辱。
This becomes our humiliation.
后来上帝赐福给以撒。
And then God blessed Isaac.
以撒在一个地方居住。
That when the place he lived in,
在那里牧羊。
When he took care of the crops,
上帝就给他有百倍的收成。
God enabled him to reap a hundredfold.
百倍的收成是吃不完的。
And he had lots of food.
当基督徒的产业越来越多，越来越多，越来越多的时候。
When a Christian gained in his wealth,
以撒不因此堕落。
Isaac did not become decadent.
以撒还照样持守他对妻子的忠心。
He was still continue in his faithfulness to
the wife. 照样过一个敬畏上帝的生活。
Again, he continued to fear God.
他的灵性不因此有世俗的引诱而动摇。
His spirituality was not shaken by the secular world.
这就引起了外邦人对他的妒忌了。
And then jealousy came among the pagans.
这是另外一件事情。
And another matter happened.
你的太太漂亮，你很危险。
Your wife is beautiful and you are in danger.
你的产业丰盛，你很危险。
And also when you are wealthy.
因为他们妒忌的时候呢。
When they became jealous.
你也眼不见你的昌盛。
They don't want to witness his prosperity.
这亚比米勒就下了诸葛令。
And so Abimelech gave a command.
离开我去吧。
Move away from us.
耶和华赐福给你。
Because the Lord has blessed you.
你在我的地。
And you are living in my land.
你比我收成更多。
But you reap more than I do.
你比我更丰盛。
You have become more prosperous.
我不要再看你了。
So I don't want to look at you anymore.
这样以撒就被赶走了。
And Isaac moved away.
圣经告诉以撒是与人不争的人。
The Bible says Isaac never went into a quarrel.
以撒是和平之子。
He was the son of peace.
以撒的一生很平静。
In his life, he led a peaceful life.
没有争战。
He never fought.
没有争吵。
He never quarreled.
没有跟人家争夺。
He never fight with others.
他总是以让步、以和平作为他立身的一个这个规矩。
And his life was based on the principles of peace.
然后他就走了。
And then he left.
当他走到一个地方的时候。
When he went to a place.
他就筑了一个井，挖了一个井。
He opened a well.
他只挖上帝本来已经赐给他家的井。
He reopened the wells that God has given to them.
菲利斯人把那个井已经填满了很多的泥土。
The Philistines have filled the well up.
他被赶到这个地方。
And he was sent to that place.
需要水。
He needed water.
他就挖。
And so he reopened the well.
把原有的井把它挖出来。
Well that he originally had in his family.
挖完了以后。
After he dug the well.
他们就抢去了。
They took the well.
既然还有水。
Since there's water,
这样好的井
such a good well,
我们也需要
the people said they need
it,
and they took it away.
以撒就第一次把井让给他
and Isaac gave them the well.
搬到别的地方再挖一个井
he went to another place and dug another well.
再赐福给他
again God blessed him.
水又再起来了
and the water came.
仇敌又来把那个井再抢去
and the enemies came to take the well.
以撒不争
and Isaac did not fight.
以撒不闹
and he did not go into a quarrel.
不跟他战
He did not fight.
再搬的地方
Again he moved.
圣经是第三次。
The Bible says the third time.
挖井了以后呢
He dug another well.
神把水给他。
And God grants him water.
没有让他有别人来争。
And this time there were no enemies.
这个他就安居乐业住在那里。
And he was able to live there.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
这是以撒一生最重要的几件事。
These were the important events in the life of Isaac. These events tell us, a person that has been bullied all the time
也不一定倒得下去,
may not fall at the end.
所以呢, 拱人有拱好,
and so you may be blessed even though you may be not too smart.
被人欺负的人可能是不倒翁。
Perhaps you have been bullied all your life, but you will never fall.
这些教训告诉我们,
these teachings tell us,
你不要因为人对你不好而产生抱不平。报复叫深渊的这种念头。
Do not always have a vengeful spirit just because people have bullied you.
神赐福于你。
The Lord will bless you.
神如果赐福你。
If the Lord bless you.
人怎么争也争不到。
No matter how other people fight, they cannot spoil it.
压不下。
They cannot destroy what God has given to you.
人怎么贪你的东西也不会富。
And they will not prosper from you.
你给人多少的欺负，给人多少的糟蹋。你也倒不下去。
And you will not fall no matter what others do to you.
上帝与你同在。
Because God is with you.
求主赐福给我们。
May the Lord bless us
all. 给我们定睛仰望上帝。
Then we will set our eyes upon God.
专心依靠他。
And focus on him.
这样在地上亏赚赔的都是次要的。
And all the profit and loss on the world will be secondary.
神为你留的福分。
The blessings that God has reserved for you.
存留在迦美之处
will be preserved at the place of promise.
感谢上帝。
May rest.
今天我就讲到这个地方。
Today I will end right here.
那么两个礼拜以后
，two weeks later，
继续讲下去。亚伯兰、以撒、雅各的上帝怎么样带领这个伟大的家族
？We will continue on how the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob led this great family.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.